Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yesterday might have been the last day of April, but it could also be the first step in the rebuilding of Indiana's basketball tradition. Last night, in front of over 3,000 fans at New Albany High School, Romeo Langford had his jersey retired and also made his college decision. His three finalists were Indiana University, Vanderbilt, and Kansas.
I will continue my education and basketball career at... Indiana University.
With three hats lined up in front of him on the lectern, Langford feigned to the Vanderbilt hat before putting the cream and crimson of Indiana on top of his head and eliciting that reaction from his hometown crowd. The line started outside the gym at 2:30 in the afternoon for the 7 o'clock presentation, and about 45 minutes later, Hoosier Nation was about as happy as they get. He'll join Indiana All-Stars Robert Phinisee and DeMazie Anderson, giving Indiana three in-state players for the first time in a recruiting class since 2012. Congratulations to the coaching staff that made this happen. As you'll remember, 13 months ago, Indiana wasn't even on the radar. But as can be the case with a coaching change, Archie Miller came to town and decided to make Langford his number one priority for the 2018 class. The full court press, yeah, that's a basketball term, but it can be used in recruiting as well. The Hoosier staff got involved and stayed engaged throughout the process, giving Langford something else to think about. After Hoosier hysteria and a trip to a game against Northwestern, Langford saw all that he needed to see, helping him finally make Indiana his final choice for college. He'll arrive in June with the rest of the freshman class, and the sky's the limit for the number five player in the country. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The waiting is over for Indiana basketball fans as yesterday night at New Albany's high school gym, Romeo Langford, who had his jersey retired, who was recently named Mr. Basketball, added one more chapter to his short and impressive legacy. He's now going to be an Indiana Hoosier.
I don't know. I just sat down and I knew my time. I had to make a decision sooner or later, and I just thought of everything, put every factors into place, and I just felt like that was the best fit for me.
Hoosier fans would have waited another month if they would have known the outcome would have been this. It did make for some nervous times, but in the last couple of weeks, it sounded like the Indiana Hoosiers were the front runner as the compass pointed in their direction. But you never know until it's final. What pushed the Hoosiers over the top in the final decision-making process?
I just thought about everything like coaches, head coaches, assistant coaches, every factor. I just felt like Indiana was the best fit. Coach Schindling, his individual development, that's what set it apart. His individual development, how the players he developed while he was at UCLA, going to the NBA, and that's really what set it apart. I'm just ready to get to work, ready to get in the gym, get better, and just see what he has in store for me.
After scoring just over 3,000 points in his prep career, he capped it off with winning a Mr. Basketball title as well in one of the largest margins of votes in recent memory. That's a big deal to Romeo Langford.
It's a lot of Indiana's basketball state, and me being Mr. Basketball, I know that they were looking forward to it, and there hasn't been that many Mr. Basketballs to go to Indiana, so I just can't wait to get there and play in City Hall.
With Romeo's arrival, the expectations will shoot through the roof from the fans and the basketball people around the country. It will also open plenty of eyeballs, showing that Archie Miller's staff has what it takes to land big-time players. That's the most exciting part. Reds on the radio tonight. They'll host the Brewers just after 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.